Poor Judge dead. Poor Judge Fry is dead. Oh, gather round his coffin now and cry. He had a heart of gold, oh, and he wasn't very old. Oh, why did such a feller have to die? Poor Judd is dead. Poor Judd Fry is dead. He's looking oh so peaceful and serene.
And serene.
He's all laid out to rest with his hands across his chest. His fingernails have never been so clean.
Then the preacher get up and he'd say, folks, we gathered here today to moan and groan over our brother Judd Fry, who hung himself up by a rope in the smokehouse. Then he'd be weeping and wailing from some of those women. No, then he'd say, Judd was the most misunderstood man in the territory. People used to think that he was a mean, ugly fella, and they called him a dirty skunk and an ornery pig stealer.
But the folks that really knowed him, that beneath them two dirty shirts he always wore, there beat a heart as big as all outdoors.
As big as all outdoors.
Judge Fry loved his fella man.
He loved his fella man.
He loved the birds of the forest and the beasts of the field. He loved the mice and the vermin of the barn. And he treated the rats like equals. Which was right. Oh, and he loved the little children. Oh, no, no, no. He loved everybody and everything in the whole world. Only he never let on, so nobody ever knowed it.
Poor Judd is dead. Poor Judd Fry is dead. His friends will weep and wail for miles around.
Miles around.
The daisies in the dell will give out a different smell. Because poor Judd is underneath the ground.
Poor Judd is dead. A candle lights his head. He's laying in a coffin made of wood.
Wood.
And folks are feeling sad, 'cause they used to treat him bad. And now they know their friend has gone for good.
Good.
Poor Judd is dead. A candle lights his head.
He's looking oh so pretty and so nice. He looks like he's asleep. It's a shame that he won't keep. But it's summer and we're running out.